I enjoy being with you for a second Sunday, and I'm very happy to be helping at St. Mary's of Pine Bluff, your wonderful parish, and it certainly is a beautiful church. Today's readings are about prayer and praying. Accordingly, I'd like to begin by sharing this reflection on prayer with you. I asked God to take away my pride, but God said, "It is not for me to take away, but for you to give up." I asked God to take care of the hungry and the homeless, but God said, "No, that is your job." I asked God to grant me patience, but God said, "No, patience is a result of tribulation. It isn't granted, it is earned." I asked God to give me happiness, but God said, "No, I bless you with many good things. Happiness is up to you." I asked God to spare me pain, but God said, "No, suffering draws you apart from worldly care and brings you closer to me." I asked God to make my spirit grow, and God said, "No, you must grow on your own." I asked God if he loved me, and God said, "Yes, of course. Why did I create you? Why did I give my only son to die for you? All because I do love you." So I asked God to help me love others as much as he loves me. And God said, "Finally, you have the idea about how to pray." In today's gospel, Jesus gives us more than a prayer text. He teaches us the attitude necessary for authentic prayer. In many of our prayers, we ask God to come around to doing our will, but true prayer is to discover God's will for us. We often approach prayer as trying to force gifts from an unwilling God. In fact, we come before a God who knows our needs far better than we do ourselves. Authentic prayer is seeking to make God's will our will. Authentic prayer results in our being able and willing to make transformations in our own everyday life. Now, in Jesus' prayer, there are, in the Lord's Prayer, three of the most significant words ever spoken in church. They are also words that can potentially change and transform us and the world. The words I'm speaking about from the Our Father are, "Thy kingdom come." Now, every word that Jesus places in his prayer, the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, are significant. Like heaven and daily bread, forgive us, lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil, etc. But when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we are praying for a real change. We are praying for God's kingdom to become a reality. And that means a kingdom that has no borders and no enemies. It means we're praying for God's kingdom to come where humility and compassion are more important than wealth or celebrity or status. God's kingdom treasures and values the poor and the sick. God's kingdom is ruled by the love of God, and compassion is the measure of all that is good. When we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we pray to be partners with God. in creating this kingdom, his kingdom, right here and right now. The kingdom of God that Jesus envisions certainly doesn't match our secular society's values and goals. It may not match some of our values either. Today, we all need to pray sincerely, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." In other words, "Your kingdom come, O God, in our homes, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our churches, in our communities." We need to pray, "Lord, your will be done in every moment and in every place of our lives as it is in heaven." Now that's the prayer which Jesus teaches us to pray. It's a prayer that doesn't ask God to do what we want. It's a prayer that asks that we do what God wants us to do, that we strive to do his will, is what he wants. Prayer worthy of God's ear seeks the grace to do the works that God is calling us to do to make his kingdom come, like fostering forgiveness, reconciliation, peacemaking, justice, promoting the right to life, and performing every possible work of charity and mercy. Today, we really need to mean it when we pray, "Thy kingdom come." Lastly, may this prayer of St. Thomas More become the heart of our prayer life. Namely, O God, give us the grace to work for the things that we are praying for. Amen. I would like to invite you now to say the Archbishop Brady prayer for vocations. And if you'd like to kneel or are able to, that's fine. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God, we earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve the church and to make them known in love. Bless our families, bless our children. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, pray for us. Pray for our priests and religions. Obtain for us many more.